Governor Kim Reynolds says the state of Iowa is working to fix issues that caused the state to be hit with a nearly $2 million fine. That federal fine was for errors in distributing food assistance. The USDA cited the state for having a higher error rate than the national average, which was first reported by WOI-TV in Des Moines. The state was found to be overpaying benefits much more often than it was underpaying them. Reynolds says she still doesn't know why the state had a high error rate.
Well, they're still trying to figure that out. Whether it was, we don't know if it was maybe technology. We don't know. We're trying to figure that out. So we're unpacking the data.
Reynolds says she still wants to find a new DHS director who oversees the benefits to, quote, take the agency in a new direction, but says she's not blaming former director Jerry Foxhoven for the issues with food assistance. Sioux City transit buses have a new look today. The Environmental Services Department and Sioux City Environmental Advisory Board unveiled a new bus wrap today featuring graphics reminding citizens to recycle. The bus wrap is one of several promotional items the EAB has created to make more people aware of the need to recycle. The Ponca Tribe of Nebraska has scored another legal win to keep its casino open in western Iowa. U.S. District Court Judge Stephanie Rose yesterday rejected motions in a lawsuit by the states of Iowa and Nebraska and the city of Council Bluffs seeking to derail the casino. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.